It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
This week in part three of the Hopkins Farm Brewery story, co-founder and brewmaster Aaron Hopkins tells us about the construction of the brewery, the Hopkins Farm Brewery team, and of course, some of the beers. The story picks up in 2018 when Aaron, his father David Hopkins, and his uncle Dan Hopkins decided to explore starting a farm brewery in Havre de Grace. The first step was to meet with Harford County and have a candid conversation about the actual feasibility of their plan. When the Hopkins family learned that this was a project they could indeed move forward with, the work began. Building permits, septic clearances, building design ideas, including space allotment for the tap room, offices, bathrooms, cold storage, the brew house, and even the most efficient way to deliver the beer to the tap room. The result of over 2 years of work led to the opening of the brewery last July, a project that involved many ideas, changes, and ultimately, well-coordinated teamwork. Here's Aaron Hopkins on the Hopkins Farm Brewery family.
We got my uncle. He was really involved as the main general contractor throughout the build out, and he kind of keeps continuing to work on some of the bigger projects. His wife, my aunt, she runs back house operations. My dad, he'll help with certain construction projects around here. He's invested in the business. As far as kind of day-to-day operation stuff, he's mostly just focused on the farm. My other aunt, she does a lot of the different merchandise orders. The rest of the family, my wife, also different event coordination, scheduling band. She does all her social media posts. My cousin, Mitch, he's mostly been behind the bar recently, but he's kind of really just helped out with everything. And then Lev, who is about as close to family as you can get, he kind of came on to help with our staffing, training, putting that kind of team together.
The brewing system from ABE Beverage Equipment was discovered by Aaron and his uncle Dan Hopkins while attending the Craft Brewers Conference in Denver in 2018. Then they traveled to Nebraska for a visit to the ABE plant and finalized the purchase of a new 10-barrel brew house. With a building design finalized and a brewing system set, construction began for the Hopkins family. The taproom is all wood and glass, with the main framing built on a no-nail timber system involving massive wooden beams with wooden pegs. It's rustic and warm and offers views of the Hopkins farm and has windows into the brew house. As we continued our taproom conversation, I asked Aaron to tell us about Susquehanna Flats, one of the first beers made at the brewery and on tap now.
We brew it as an American IPA. We don't load it up with a ton of bittering hops. My kind of goal was to make it kind of almost that in between of what you think of like a West Coast American IPA and a, you know, New England type hazy. The beer itself, it's not a hazy IPA, but it's generally loaded with a lot more back end hops for kind of that flavor aroma. Not dry hop nearly to the same extent you would maybe for a New England or a hazy. But to me, it just kind of came out as that nice, that 6% range where it's got a kick to it, not too strong. Nice, good hop aroma and flavor, but not overwhelming where, you know, the body's still a little lighter and not as thick and something, you know, it's a little more drinkable outside on a nice kind of spring summer day.
Aaron makes some really good beer, and the combination of the comfortable tap room and beautiful views make Hopkins Farm Brewery a place where you'll feel at home at once and then realize you want to go back again and again. Have a great weekend and make it extra special with a visit to Havre de Grace and some time at Hopkins Farm Brewery. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City. 42 rotating craft beers on tap, plus live music every weekend.